Never go your own way. We meditate for peace, clarity, happiness, and self-confidence. We meditate to align ourselves with new direction, meaning, and purpose. We meditate to discover our higher self, to activate our true potential, to expedite our self-transcendence, to take command of our destiny, and to invoke a better world. We meditate to bring forward new, better ways of seeing, feeling, becoming, and being. To welcome the new, we must relinquish the old. To establish the new, we must replace the old. Our old self, our old established ways of seeing, feeling, becoming, and being are precisely what have generated all the problems, complications, and unhappiness we are seeking to overcome and transcend through meditation. The ways of our lower self, our desire-bound possession hunger, our self-centered ego-aggrandizement project, I, me, and mine. This way separates us from the world, isolates us from others, and alienates us from our own soul, our wellspring of peace, love, and happiness. It's my way or the higher way. My way means to put my desires and interests ahead of others, to take from the world rather than to give, to follow my mind ahead of my heart. Going our own way, our ego's way, in preference to following the subtler, finer dictates of our heart and soul, has not satisfied us and can never lead us to abiding satisfaction. To go my way is a revolving door, leading always back into prison. To go the higher way is to fly free from the ego prison. So once you have started on the path of meditation, once you have committed to the spiritual life, never go your own way. Pray for direction. Meditate for guidance and illumination so that the better way, the new way, the higher way can be revealed from within.